Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, it's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you. On a Football Friday, we are gearing up for Texans-Bills coming up on Sunday at noon. And today has been a wild Football Friday, John.
Now, Very newsy.
Newsy is definitely one way to put it. There's been all sorts of things happening, and all of those injury notes and potential movement when it comes to the solutions to those injuries have made it so that the matchups have gotten only more interesting on what I'm calling the game of the week in this weekend of the NFL. There's going to be a ton of people looking at this on CBS nationally at noon. And so I kind of want to dig into what the matchups are in the course of this that are really intriguing and interest us. And, of course, we'll be supported by the coordinators who talked yesterday about this matchup. So Bobby Slowick, Matt Burke, both had some interesting things. But when it comes down to it, I think, first and foremost, everybody is really, really interested in this run game, in this Texans run game.
Yeah, and look, I feel like, we said it got more interesting. Anybody just happened to be joining us right now, as you mentioned, it'll be the Cam Akers and Damian Pierce show. How does that play out is a big question. But they have to run the ball. And, especially with them being down, them being the Bills down to huge defensive linemen, in Ed Oliver and Von Miller, you have to run the ball. I don't necessarily think the formula is run first, pound, pound, first down, second down, but I think you ultimately have to run the ball.
Yeah, and when you do it, you need to be effective at
right.
it, especially because when it comes to these first 4 weeks, if you're looking at the efficiency, the Bills are literally one of the absolute worst efficiency-wise in defense. Now, some of that is like their concern nearly as much as other things, but also they just have not been great at making that happen. And so outside of the Cowboys, who are absolutely the worst at stopping the run, or at least at the efficiency of the run against other teams, the Bills are second worst when it comes to efficiency wise. And they're bottom 10 when it comes to the potential success rate, right? So like what a successful play is, depending on what the game, what the situation is gaining a certain amount of the yards to go to put yourself in a good place to move forward. And as you know, this Texas team has not been successful in that way. They've been one of literally the worst at getting themselves into good situations in third and shorts.
What did the Texter tell you? There's no such thing as a good run defense against the Texans.
Yeah, I think that was actually on Twitch.
There's no such thing as a bad run
defense when you're playing the Texans, and I sure hope not, right? Like, this is a game where you need to absolutely, if you can't do it here, I'm going to have, I feel like there's going to be an answer on that. You probably can't do this anywhere unless you had Joe Mixon out here doing it by his lonesome. And that is not successful, as Bobby Slowick has detailed time and time again, that you need this run game for this offense to work about as good as you want. And so this feels like a must in your matchup, which I guess in now it is Cam Akers and Damian Pierce obviously rejoining, and maybe some Dalray, but those guys and the offensive line versus this very, very poor, at least when it comes to statistically, Bills defense, we're stopping the run.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind also that, as much as the Bills defense looks susceptible to the run, they also got shredded by Derrick Henry. Like, it is just a four-game sample, and so they, that one game might have skewed some things, but still, the numbers are what they are. They did get shredded by the Ravens.
And before that game, I told you, like, even in those analytics as well, they were 28th, right? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it definitely made it worse, but they were already bad, and so you've got to be able to take advantage of that. Now, some of this defensively for the Bills is they play a lot of too high. In fact, I think that they play, let me see if I can look at my statistic one more time. They've utilized the cloud coverage as the highest rate in the NFL this season, which is about 41%. So like they're playing a lot of too high safeties. They're not, and that's kind of what the Texans are used to seeing, that they've seen a whole bunch of that. In fact, what was I talking about before we came into season is that they might, CJ Stroud might get the Patrick Mahomes treatment.
They are
that
getting
way, and you're getting that. And so the run game is going to matter there, but I think also the quick passing game. Somebody asked earlier, didn't we learn last year that passing to help the run is something that you can do with this Texans team? And I don't know if the quick passing game will help is to set up the run, but at least can help you kind of subsidize or help with getting some of that quick run, yardage and getting the ball to your playmakers in space and letting them go for it. I think that that might be something that's helpful in this game.
And keep in mind, the Bills run that too high, the split safeties, more than anybody in an NFL, in a league, that everybody's going to that now. You know, everybody's running the too high safety, and they run it more than anybody. So that speaks to me of Dalton Schultz, the intermediate game. Tank Dell. We need a Tank Dell game with the great precise running that he does over the middle and underneath. Hell, Dare. Dare fed him. I mean, he ate, as the kids like to say, in that type of scenario. So those three guys, to me, are going to be crucial in this.
You mentioned Tank. Tank, obviously, mm-hmm. seems like he's going to return from dealing with the bruised rib situation that he had. And Bobby Slowick actually yesterday talked about Tank Dell's importance and how you get him going in this offense.
Yeah, Tank's fast. There's people that you say are fast, but Tank's a different level of speed that you feel on the field. You know, Nico... I think Nico hits GPS that other people on our team like rarely, if ever, hit. So, without a doubt, Nico's fast. Also, it just feels different when it's Tank. Something about his stride, his turnover, it gets on DBs very, very quickly. And when you can run the route tree the way he runs it, and get in and out of breaks like he can get in and out of breaks, and how fast he comes out of them, like that just becomes really hard to cover really fast. So the more we can help isolate him when needed, and in particular when teams are taking away Nico, when they're taking away Steph, when they're worried about other matchups on Dalton, it's just a great way for us to isolate a one-on-one that we have supreme confidence in.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Man, I love that. I just love the candor, first of all, because he was very, very precise on what Tank does and what he expects him to do. But also because it fits this game, this game plan, at least from where I'm sitting, perfectly.
Yeah.
Like perfectly. Tank, his route running is just incredible. And then you add to that, as he put it in an interesting way, he gets on the DBs quicker than it seems, than it looks. That's exactly what you need against this team.
Yeah, close that cushion quickly, put them in some tough situations. But one more thing on the too high safety thing is, I think also the reason why this is interesting, and I think you've seen we talked about it in the CJ Stroud talking yesterday, is the maturity that he's brought with deciding to not, try and test the defense deep, but taking that check down and, as he put it, trusting his teammates to make plays, right? And that's what you highlighted with that, the check down that he had to Dare, where Dare then gets up here and shows up a little bit of wiggle, a little bit of a foot speed for himself.
More than anybody thought.
Right, exactly. But that you're allowed to see that because CJ is like, I am going to trust the system. I'm going to trust my guys. And instead of like trying to fit something into a window as he would maybe last year and earlier, you showing a little bit more maturity to being like, okay, I know that I can take this situation. He has space and he'll go and make a play, as I don't have to make all the plays on my arm.
Yeah.
And I think that will give him an opportunity to be really successful.
Yeah. I think Tank, Dalton Schultz, and then the run game. And then stretching the field, then splitting the safeties, then getting Nico over the top. It's going to be interesting and fascinating to watch, but I think it's going to be key.
Another thing that's fascinating here, when it comes to matchups in this game, defensive line versus Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Right? Inherently, and we were talking to ND yesterday, and inherently, when you have a guy of his caliber, but also his mobility, a guy who has made a whole bunch of plays. In fact, I think he's 7 of 17 on passes outside the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He can continue to extend a play, and even while he's extending a play, he can then still uncork it and make you pay. It's going to be imperative on this defensive line to contain him as best as possible, but also to get pressure in there and sack him. Obviously the Ravens did a great job at that. I don't know that I'm going to say, hey, go beat the Baltimore Ravens in this game, but it's going to be a lot on this defensive line to do it, and it only gets more difficult because we've seen that there's certain guys depth-wise that aren't practicing.
Yeah, that's one of the low-key, kind of huge things in this game. No Derek Barnett at practice today. We'll get the ultimate injury report here maybe before the show ends, but no Derek Barnett, no Jerry Hughes. Those are your backups. I mean, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, one of the questions I had, not a criticism, but a question this week, they got 4 sacks in 4 weeks. They've had some pressures, though. you got to finish the job. And by the way, hydrate, because you're going to get a lot of snaps.
Yeah, get some potassium. Like, how are we getting potassium? I know that in my head, I still go, oh yeah, eat some bananas. But I know that there's probably better ways that they get that into the electrolytes that they are necessary.
Hydrate.
But yes, absolutely, because those guys are there's going to be a lot of work for them, and especially because they've done good job pressuring, but we've been waiting for them to also get home and
finish
some ways.
It. Yeah,
finish and so it. All of those things all lay at their feet.
A big dude, one of those
really hard to tackle guys. Yeah. And so a lot of things that are there for the defensive line that way. But just overall, it's going to be tough. The secondary linebackers against the Bills running backs and tight ends are also a thing. Matt Burke, defense coordinator for this team, was asked about, you know, the difficulty, the threat rather, that the Bills running backs and tight ends pose. This is Matt Burke talking about this is actually the cut one there for you. But yeah, Matt Burke was asked about the threat that the Bills running back and tight ends pose.
Yeah, great players. Great. And, you know, if you think, like, I would say there's sort of triangle of, you know, Shakir in the slot and then the tight end in the back, sort of those inside pieces. They're huge weapons for them. And, you know, they try to get those guys in the matchups that they want. Back's a really good receiver, explosive with the ball in his hands. Tight ends obviously become a huge weapon for them as well. So, I think it's just part of their sort of philosophy of working some of the inside part of the field with those guys and trying to get those guys in mismatches. And like I said, part of, like, to me, you know, them getting the ball out of his hands fairly quickly, just it's like, let's get into a good spot and let those guys do some work. So sort of us closing space and challenging those guys and closing for tackles and tracking, those things are going to be big because, you know, in some case, you can't take away. Like, they can throw some screens and just get the ball in those guys' hands, and we have to be good on the perimeter and sort of defending that piece for sure.
It's a swarm game. You got to swarm to the football because the Bills are literally top five efficiency-wise when they get the ball out quickly. You're going to have to make sure you wrap up and tackle. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem.
And he said he said Shakir, but there is no Shakir.
Which that does ease this down a little bit.
Curtis Samuel will be backing him up, so I'm guessing he'll get a rep. But they're going to be kind of – in Buffalo right now, they might be saying the same things that we're saying about, you know, the running back, as you just heard, with Cook. But also, they have a really good tight end.
They actually have two.
Yeah, Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid is who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
But they're gonna, like, it's almost like mirror images. How do you get to this defense? They're saying the same thing.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a really interesting challenge, making sure the secondary handles that. Are you still concerned about the potential of a deep play? We talked about that earlier. That being something that the defense has remained susceptible to, and especially it became visible for us when Trevor Lawrence mailed some passes that probably could have really hurt you and been big plays that you were not hurt by. Mm-hmm. Are you still concerned about that, especially knowing that Khalil Shakir is not going to play in this one?
I think you're concerned about the big play in every game you play.
Sure.
But what I'm concerned about specifically to that is missed tackles. You know, like, you know, we haven't really mentioned the safeties here. Keon Coleman is on that squad.
Yeah.
He makes people miss. You know, Dalton Kincaid is a very, you know, elusive tight end, if there is such a thing. I don't know what his yards per after catch are, but I know he's good at it. And I'm worried about the missed tackles as much as anything for the big plays.
Yeah. So I think all of those things are coming into play when it comes to this matchup. It's a huge, huge matchup for the Texans against the Bills. And again, another measuring stick type game. You failed pretty miserably the first one, and also being clean, right? Again, that comes up as a matchup of the Texans versus the Texans, and taking that matchup off the board, maybe. And so it's the phrase that we've heard all week, the last couple of weeks, really. As D'Amico Ryan said, if the Texans aren't beating the Texans, you have a chance to compete. And so that one also is a matchup they got to take off the board.
Man, we haven't even talked about that today. You know, the Texans beating the Texans.
That's right.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah, so excited. Noon, really 8 good. Rep in H-Town game versus the Bills at NRG Stadium. Pre-game starts at 9 a.m. with Sean and Seth here on Sports Radio 610. I'm jonesing for it, man.
It's gonna be an incredible scene. Great tailgating, next level matchup, the biggest game in the NFL this week. It's gonna be awesome.
Gonna be incredible, especially if the Texans take care of what they need to take care of. All right, coming up next in the loop, let's talk about our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.